Welcome to the Salesforce Developer Podcast. My name is René Winkelmeyer, and in this podcast, I'm hosting Salesforce Developer Advocates who are going to share insightful stories, new tips, techniques, and everything actually you have to know these days as a Salesforce developer. My guest today is someone who may not need an introduction, Philippe Auziel.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me, René.
Philippe and I, we have a long history going back, I think nearly 8 years, which is pretty crazy in being in the IT world and in a company and in the same team actually together. Now, Philippe wants to talk with me about today about something that is very important to us as developer advocates, and these are sample apps. Philippe, tell me something about that. What do you want to share?
Sure. So yes, that is actually one of the topics, but probably my favorite topic, because I do spend myself a lot of time on this, and I'm pretty proud of what the team is achieving in this space. I'm going to talk about sample apps in this episode here, and in particular, what we're cooking up for our spring release. So we're making a number of changes and improvements around our different sample apps, and we have also work in progress beyond this release, and I want to give some highlights about the efforts we're conducting to improve these apps. For example, if we take e-bikes, you may be familiar with some of its feature, and we already have an experience cloud site, and we're now in the work of turning this experience cloud site, which is the older generation site, into something that is more modern, a LWR site, Lightning Web Runtime. So that's one of the exciting things we're working on these days. That's this. We also have another set of things we're doing, for example, on the good old Dreamhouse app. So you may be familiar with this one because that's probably one of the oldest sample apps that is still in service today. And René yourself also worked on this quite some time ago. This, I think, is like maybe not close to 8 years old, huh? Right?
Yeah, I remember these days. I think it was our first trailhead back then in 2016 when I think Dreamhouse launched. Yeah, so it was when Christoph came up with that idea of Dreamhouse. And it's still alive. It's vibrating, I would say.
Absolutely.
So, what's coming up with that app?
So, of course, we were talking nowadays about the Lightning Web Components version of the app. It used to be a Nora version of it. And what we're doing these days, we're expanding the app to have some mobile components to it. If you followed the Salesforce release notes, you may have noticed that we're investing a lot in mobile capabilities, especially around custom components. There's a whole set of features which are labeled under the Nimbus umbrella. So you may have heard of the term Nimbus. And these are a set of plugins which lets you use your mobile device's native capabilities. And what I mean by that is things like geolocation, importing contacts, using a QR code scanner, doing OCR, so scanning handwritten notes, for example, or text with your phone. All of these things are slowly going to be available as Lightning Web Component modules. And we are expanding the use cases of our app, or Dreamhouse app, to include some mobile components. So you can imagine that. So this app normally is for a fictitious house broker. And you can imagine that brokers in the field will be able to use their mobile devices to scan QR codes, use their contacts, do all sorts of things like this. Right now, it's work in progress, and we have a number of branches in which we develop these features and integrate them to the Dreamhouse scenario. So that's going to be pretty new and exciting. Before, in the first initial batch of releases, these features were limited to Experience Cloud, but nowadays they're coming onto platform, and so it means we'll be able to integrate them easily in the sample app.
You said something that I found, I think, interesting, and maybe we should help also enlighten some of our listeners who may not be familiar with the sample apps. You mentioned branches. So the sample apps are actually open source, right? So the sample apps are not something we just host and showcase somewhere. It's actually somewhere that people can try and get hands-on.
Absolutely. They've been open source since the start, but it's always good to remind people of this. They're all available in GitHub repositories. And what's really nice about this is that, of course, you can check it out and create your own work on a fork, but you can also get the updates. And along with the metadata of the apps, you also get full code coverage. All of these apps are really built like mini production apps, really, because we take care of everything, ranging from unit testing, whether it's for Apex or Lightning Web Components. And we also even go as far as doing continuous integration. So a lot of these apps have their own continuous integration workflows. These are good examples on how you can build your first DevOps pipelines. And for some apps, like, for example, the e-bikes app I forgot to mention, we even go further in this. We have even end-to-end testing with a technology called UTAM, UI Testing Automation Model, which lets you do UI testing. So it's really full of features, not just metadata of the apps.
Okay, so to recap maybe for this, is really a sample app in our understanding is just not a random example on how to use a feature. It's actually we are really, I want to say, it's really proud, actually, right, to ensure that we provide best practices, and not only on how to write code for building on the platform, but as well all the other things that make great developer experience, from CI, CD, unit testing, integration testing, right? So really, like, if you want to get started with something or you want to go deep into some of these steps, this is also what is available in a sample app, correct?
Yes, correct. And maybe we should even mention that there are two types of sample apps. On one hand, we have sample apps that are called recipes, which really focus, I would say, on code. And for example, we have Lightning Web Components recipes, Apex recipes, or Visual Force to Lightning Web Components, for example. So these really show small code examples that don't really tell a story, but focus on best practice with a limited amount of code to demonstrate how to achieve something. Let's say, for example, conditional rendering, or how to write, I don't know, a future method in Apex. Small code examples, unrelated to each other, but that's also very helpful. And on the other side of the spectrum, we have the so-called business sample apps, which are more story-driven, which showcase a business scenario. Things like the e-bikes application, fictitious electric bike manufacturer, the GM House app we just mentioned, Easy Spaces, and then a couple others. So these are really different scenarios, and they really focus on telling a story and showcasing how you can use the platform and different SaaS products to build business scenarios, really.
Awesome. And just while you were explaining that, I was just checking on GitHub. And, you know, absolutely, for all your listeners, we're going to put the links to the GitHub organization, actually, where you will see a nice landing page around the sample apps, also in the podcast description. But I'm just checking, and we have even more than 3,000 forks already and 2,400 stars just on LWC recipes, which I think shows really that developers are using it every day. Right. So we have some internal stats, actually, where we also track how many people are cloning the repos. It's like, is it something that is attractive for developers? And I can tell you, the numbers are not small, right? It's really actively every day we see developers around the globe working with the work that our team puts into the sample apps, which is pretty exciting.
Absolutely. It's crazy. Lightning Web Components, especially since you talk about this one, is definitely the most active one. And well, I may as well share some updates we're working on for the spring release. So this one recently got the new Lightning Record Picker component. It was provided by our engineering teams. This is a new base component which lets you select records. A bit like a lookup component, you'll see that there are some small differences. This is very helpful because that's a component that's been requested for quite some time by the community. So I really suggest you take a look at it. There's a blog post that has been released recently to explain this, but it's easy to demonstrate and to look at in LWC recipes. And then we also have another set of important updates coming up in the spring release. My colleague Alba just released a set of recipes, small examples, to showcase the use of the Workspace API for Lightning Web Components. So if you were already using Aura to control console applications, well, you no longer need to use Aura. You can now switch to Lightning Web Components thanks to this new set of APIs. This lets you control tabs, react to events like windows being closed, things like that. It's very powerful. And you can get those in Lightning Web Components recipes.
Cool. So one thing that you mentioned, I also want to pick up. So it's not only us or our team who works on the sample apps. You mentioned that the engineering team contributed for the component, their own code. I mean, it's open source. So I think we want like suggestions or requests from everyone, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody can contribute. And if you spot something maybe as minor as a typo, you can already contribute. It doesn't have to be like a full big PR pull request or a large contribution, and we generally want to have a chat before receiving large contributions, but you can really help us also request things opening an issue is a contribution. It's not just contributing code. We're also looking at suggestions about things that we could improve in those apps, because we have a very large portfolio, and some of the things we demonstrate may be, I don't know, missing an important point, or maybe are good enough. So we're really open to feedback there.
And that's, you know, if you listen to this, I think that's, you know, the power of open source, right? I think, you know, we want to develop in the open, and we want to share what we learn. And again, just want to emphasize on what Philippe said. If you have a great idea, right, or if you think something is missing or something maybe should be changed, right, open an issue and work with us, right? I think, you know, we want to really work with all of you to figure out how we can involve those sample apps that the developer who learns about those tomorrow for the first time is actually better set up for their work, right? This is really, I think, what drives our investment into those sample apps.
Absolutely. And talking about this, talking about learning, an important update we made, which is, I would say, not really tied to the spring release, but I just released a series of introductory videos to the sample apps. You heard me mention a couple of minutes ago a number of features for the different sample apps. If you want a bigger list and a more synthesized view of all the different sample apps, we have a series of 6 videos on our YouTube channel, which presents the different sample apps and show their different highlights. For example, e-bikes with the Experience Cloud side, Dreamhouse with its mobile features. All of this is summarized into individual videos in which we present the individual apps with their features. Already check it out. These are small videos, short videos, 5 minutes long, so very easy to consume. We also have a number also of Trailhead badges, which kind of do the same, which is more on a hands-on, I would say, hands-on approach.
Okay, cool. That also would mean people cannot only listen to you, they will potentially also able to see you when they go to YouTube. And I'm going to make sure that we put the links also into the podcast description. Trailhead, we've also trailhead content around the sample apps. I think that's another way to get hands-on or to figure out like what is behind those apps and how can they be utilized on your learning journey.
Absolutely. And it's actually even further than just these hands-on or these videos. We also leverage our sample apps in documentation. You may have seen, for example, in Lightning Web Components Developer Guide, there are some references directly to the sample apps. So it's really something that reaches a lot of different spaces in our developer journey, really. Blogs, documentation, Trailhead, YouTube, it's really something we use as key part of our learning experience.
Which I think is also really the fun part, right? I mean, everyone, you know, when there's a new feature, it's always easy to build like the next hello something around it. But it gets really more interesting, also sometimes more challenging, but that's the fun when developing. It's really like, okay, let's take this feature and put it into a context, actually, so that people can see the value proposition and not like, how to use it, but also in what context it should be used or could be used.
Absolutely. And there's a benefit because people grow accustomed to these apps, so they can easily learn about them and they don't have to rediscover the examples each time. So that's part of the deal there.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I think we gave a really good roundabout about the sample apps. So if you're listening to this and you haven't tried those apps yet, Philippe and I and our whole team really encourages you to test them out, right? Give them a try, give them a spin, deploy them to your Scratch org or your developer edition org and really see how they can really move you forward, in my opinion, because it is really a lot of technology that we put together in a single place across all the different frameworks that we offer. And I think, you know, I'm excited. I love them.
Yep. Yeah, it's really for all kinds of developers because you can be like tempted to look directly into code, but there's also a number of components which are low code and you can install some of these apps even without like full developer tools. Some of them are even packaged. So there's a lot to explore there. I think we have content for all types of developers.
Awesome. Well, Philippe, thank you very much for joining the podcast and I hope to have you back soon.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
If you're still here, thanks for listening and head over to developer.salesforce.com/podcast to check out all our episodes. And also check out the show notes, because that's where you will find all the great links to provide you more information and insights about all the topics we talked about today. Bye-bye.